Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
The name of the book is Why French Women Don't Get Fat. It's by Mireille Giuliano, and it's been endorsed by Oprah Winfrey. And if it's been endorsed by Oprah Winfrey, you kind of have to listen to what's going on. We have Mireille on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Mireille.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very well, on my way to Atlanta.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
You're going to be here?
I'm going to be here this afternoon.
You got like a book signing here?
Oh, I'm down there for the museum auction weekend.
Oh, very cool.
And lots of events.
Oh, we'll have to get some information and stick it up on our website for you.
Okay.
If we'd known that, we would have had just come in studio tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that either. I was traveling and I'm sort of working a day at a time.
Hey, Mireille, I'm a little confused exactly what to call your book because it's not really a diet book. Is it?
No, it's actually the ultimate non-diet book.
Okay, so
it's a lifestyle book, really.
Explain that to us.
Because it's about, I wrote it because I was a typical French girl and I was thin, and then I came to America as a student and I gained 20 pounds, and then I went back to Paris and I gained another 10 pounds, and I was in this horrible vicious circle when you're heavy, and with my little frame, I was more than heavy. I was fat, and I was unhappy and low self-esteem and grumpy and couldn't see myself, couldn't look at myself, and my little family doctor put me back on track by basically, you know, reteaching me what my mother had taught me. And so when I came to America, and I've been lecturing on food and wine for the past 15 years, and people see me, they always say, well, you're so passionate about food and wine, and we see you in restaurants, and you entertain a lot, and how come you're not fat? And, you know, I couldn't say, been there, done that, but I just gave them the French shrug and said, well, French women don't get fat.
And why is that?
Because we eat, we have a different relationship with food. We eat with our head. We fool ourselves. We eat in a very common sense way by having, you know, three meals a day and not snacking. We have smaller portions. We eat much, much, much more slowly. Actually, right now in my life, I still go back and forth to France every 6 weeks, and I'm always stunned to see how out there we take time to eat. And when you take time to eat and you eat slowly and you chew well and you put your knife and fork down and you eat with your senses, you eat with pleasure, you eat less because your taste buds get satisfied after three bites, basically.
Now, Mira, you said, you know, you were raised in France and you had this lifestyle. Then you came to America. I'm curious, specifically, when you came to America, what made you change your routine and how did that routine change?
Well, I discovered chocolate chip cookies and brownies and ice cream and eating, being able to, you know, I was living with families and living, being able to go to the fridge and pick whatever I wanted when I wanted, and eating in front of the TV and standing up and between meals. And I probably was having seven meals a day, and most of them were bad. Mm-hmm.
Now, Mireille, I have seen you on Dateline before when they featured your book and got to see that program, and thought it was interesting when you talked about how French women don't deprive themselves of some of these things. Like, you guys have wonderful pastries, and I mean, the French are famous for their wonderful desserts and that sort of thing. How do you, you know, have your eclairs but still not get fat?
Well, first of all, I should say that, you know, and because pastry is one of my, what I call in the book, offenders, pastries in France is much less sweet than here, and the portions are about a third.
A third of it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a croissant is not a croissant, is not a croissant, and now we even have mini croissants. But, the reason we can eat it all in a way, and sometimes I have to be careful when I say that, because, you know, some journalists would write, you can eat everything and not gain weight. Well, it's not quite that way. You can eat, you know, quality food and in small portions, and then you can eat anything you want. If you want to have chocolate, you shouldn't deprive you of chocolate. If you like bread, you can have a nice piece of bread with your meal. Just don't have a loaf. Or, you know, yesterday I was on a TV show and they brought the size of what people order downstairs on Broadway at a diner as a hamburger. And then they asked me what the portion would be. And it would be about a third between the hamburger, the bun, and the French fries. I mean, the fries was enough for a family of three.
Mireille, I still can't get a really good sense of about what your entire book is about. I mean, obviously, you're talking about some pretty basic stuff here, but
yes.
Obviously, your book is also probably more than 100 pages. So what are you filling those pages with?
Oh, it's also, you know, it's a memoir, and it has a lot of anecdotes about produce, because when I grew up still now, I mean, a lot of French women go to markets, you know, at least once or twice a week. And we like fresh food. We like to cook. I have a lot of recipes in the book, simple recipes, because I wanted to encourage young people to cook. Because another difference is that I've noticed for many American women, cooking is a chore, and for us is a central act. We cook because we like to prepare something for the people we love, whether it's our spouse or children or family or friends. And so I wanted to make easy. And so I talk a lot about produce, and I'm amazed that a lot of Americans have not discovered some basic produce like my favorite, which is a leek. And I talk about a magical leek soup that is like a vegetarian weekend broth with vegetables and a nice way to detox you, because it's a mild diuretic. And I think Americans are discovering, because it's from the onion family, but it's much milder and sweeter and nuttier. And people who taste it love it. So I'm hoping to make people discover how to cook, you know, vegetables, how to like vegetables. A lot of people think they don't like vegetables. It's because they don't know what to do with it.
So what I'm hearing here is, like, if you're talking about fruits and vegetables, smaller portions,
slowing down a little bit
is probably the most important thing, because, well, first of all, it's for people to become more aware you see, the difference between France and the U.S. is, like, we have 300 years of ritual and gastronomic culture, so we have a great respect for food, and we pay much more attention to what we put into our body. And I would like to help, you know, people here to realize that a lot of the food they eat is really, really bad food. It's preserved, it has a lot of chemicals in it, and it's oversalted and oversweetened. It makes them eat more. And once you become aware of what you eat, and that's why keeping a journal is a very nice little way to start, because a lot of women write me and said, my God, I didn't realize what I was eating every day. It's crazy. And that's the first step. But then you really have to eat with your senses. And to do that, you need to take 20 minutes. Now, you know, I'm not saying you can do it 3 times a day and 7 days a week, but start on the weekend. Start a couple of days for dinner if you can. And you will see the difference. When you sit down and you eat slowly, which means in a relaxed fashion, you will eat less. You see, people eat on the go and, you know, multitasking, and in that situation, you are stressed. So when you're stressed, you tend to eat more to start with, and you don't pay any attention. Have you ever watched people in the airport eating in those fast food places?
Yeah.
Between they catch a plane?
Sure.
You don't see a sign of pleasure on their face. It makes me so sad to see that this relationship with food has to change. I mean, you know, there's a difference between eating for living and living for eating. Food is something very, you know, it's one of our basic, three basic needs with love and securities. And we have to respect the food we eat. We have to eat it with respect. And we also have to know what our body, you know, can take. And that's why my book does not, like a diet book, give you one size fits all, you know, do this, do that, don't eat this, don't eat that. All I'm saying is that, listen, if you eat good food, you can eat everything, but try to, as a base, assume that most of us, because in our life today, you know, we are not like our parents and grandparents working hard in the field, in the mine, or walking a lot. Most of us sit, you know, whether it's in the office, in the car, in the subway, in the bus, and we don't need all that food. So assume that you eat probably between 10 and 30% more of what you really need. And start reducing, you know, slowly. Don't hit your body with, you know, from six slices of bread to zero.
Right.
You go from six to five, because if you do that, which the diets tell you to do, and of course if you do that, you're going to lose a lot of weight fast, but then what?
If what Mireille is saying here makes sense to you, pick up the book. It's called Why French Women Don't Get Fat, and you can pick it up just about anywhere. I got all the information on Amazon.com yesterday also. Mireille, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a great time in Atlanta when you get here, too.
Okay? I will. I love the South.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.